Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagealing. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagealing. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett bunts towards the mound. Nagealing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Keltner scores. Heath moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields the ball and throws to Harder covering. Safe. Judnick scores. Stevens moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Nagealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nick Ehling hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stevens scores. Chartak moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Johnny Nick Ehling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chartak moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Nick Ehling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nick Ehling is 0-for-1 in the game. Nick Ehling hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick throws the ball into Stevens, who tags Heath trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stevens fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Nick Ehling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nick Ehling is 0-for-2 in the game. Nick Ehling bunts towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Smith now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chartak bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Chartak moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Nogueling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nogueling is 0-for-2 in the game. Nogueling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chartak scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Judnick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Lou Boudreaux. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner pinch hits for Ray Mack. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.